The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome into what is the final ESPN FC of 2020. Ooh. I'm Dan Thomas, joined here in the studio by a very smart Shaka Hislop. Also with us today, look at this lineup. Julianne Laurent with us, as is Don Hutchison. Frank LaBeouf as well. Frank, I heard that we have to do this show quickly because you've got to go and get oysters and champagne for tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, I have to pick up everything. You know, I'm having a beautiful tete-a-tete with my wife, and not Shaka.
So what's on the menu? Oysters, champagne, caviar, the whole shebang, frog's legs?
And a bit of LaBeouf.
No, don't go too much on the cliché. It will be oysters for me and foie gras for my wife. Then we're going to have scallops with risotto. And champagne, of course, and some Bordeaux red wine. Yeah. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Wow. I want to sit right now. Let's start me off now. Dom, what are you having? Fish and chips.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm listening. Am I listening to a 1950s black and white movie or something? I've just got basic chicken and some rice. That's it.
Yeah, you know how to party.
Jules, are you going back with a fondue again, like you had Christmas Eve?
We're doing the raclette again tonight. The kids love it, so same for us.
Oh, lovely. Shaq, we may as well find out what everyone's having. What are you doing?
I've got pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Pineapple?
No.
Yeah, a bit of pineapple.
My wife likes pineapple.
Well, of course.
A little bit of rum.
She's got good taste.
A little bit of rum.
No, she doesn't.
Some rum on the pizza.
Yeah, it helps.
Quite the eclectic mix. Oh, right, it's a sports show, isn't it? Let's talk about sports, shall we? Let's laugh at Frank. Let's start by taking a look at the predictions that he made at the start of the season regarding the Premier League. Well, before we do that, let's take a look at the Premier League table. Liverpool top, 3 points clear. United, Leicester, Everton. We know what it looks like. So let's take a look, shall we, at what Frank said in September, lovely photo, Manchester City to win it, Chelsea runners-up, Liverpool, Manchester United, Leicester City and Wolves. Top scorer, Gabriel Jesus. Player of the year, I don't care. relegation, Aston Villa, Brighton and West Brom. How do you sleep at night, Frank, getting your Aston Villa prediction so badly wrong?
I'm very, very sorry, and I hope all villains will forgive me for that very bad prediction. But if I recall properly, last year they saved themselves, you know, maybe the last day. So we would have guessed, you know, that they could have done that start and almost half season like that. You know, that's fantastic what they do. And
all right, don't suck up to them now. You got it wrong. And Gabriel Jesus has let you down, Frank, as well.
Oh, my God. You know, I hesitated between Gabriel Jesus and Vardy. I was good. I picked the right one.
Yeah.
My God, I'm sorry.
Very much so. So let's talk about your predictions now. Who is going to win the league, Frank?
Yeah. Okay. That's better.
That's it. Yeah, Manchester City win the league. Better, Liverpool runner-up. Leicester, Chelsea, Manchester United. Okay. All right. That's good. Should we move on to
Duke? I didn't put Aston Villa.
Sorry?
I didn't put Aston Villa.
No, Aston Villa have gone. That's it. They're done. Dom, let's get to your prediction, shall we? The whole world has been tweeting me to ask the percentage chance that you're giving Liverpool to win the league.
I don't know. Frank's got Man United in fifth. Let's just shift it back on Frank. He's got Man U to finish fifth.
Well, that's it. Well, it's anti-Manchester United ways.
See.
Here we go. Don, is that really you, Don?
What?
That is me. That is me. What? As an 18-year-old. I look about 98.
Did you get your ears pinned?
What happened to you?
I don't know, mate. I look so old.
Yeah, you do.
What did I go with?
You look like a completely different
person. I look about 98. I look younger now.
Oh my God.
Oh, goodness.
I look younger now.
What's wrong? Did you get married in between?
Right. Don, you've changed your mind. You had Manchester City winning at the start of the season. You've gone for Liverpool now. What percentage? Yeah.
I don't know, but I know what's happened from now to then. I got divorced. That's why I look about 98 there.
Yeah, you do. You do look a lot richer in that picture. Oh, goodness me. Right, we continue in this. Right, Jules' predictions. Jules.
Don didn't put Chelsea in the first six.
Oh, did he
Don
not?
Don didn't put Chelsea in the first six. I think he did.
Show me. Show me again.
Frank.
I did.
Frank, you got it wrong. He did. He's not going to put his mate Frank, is he? Out of the top six.
Because I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry, Frank.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. Let's take away the professional edge of this
I'm
show
not
today.
A million miles away.
Right.
Okay. I don't feel a million miles away there.
Let's go for Jules' prediction. Jules, who's going to win the league?
Liverpool. I think Liverpool will be too strong eventually for everybody, for the outsiders, for the other favourites. I still think they're going to win it.
There we go. And finally, Shaka, you get to give us your prediction. Oh, we got to see Jules. Wow, look at Jules. That's beautiful.
Jules looks young.
Jules hasn't gone
good. Yeah, Jules has changed his mind as well. No, you say no divorce for Jules?
That's a Don said. Don't believe.
Jules looks amazing.
That's why.
Finally, Shaka, let's take a look at your prediction. Who are you going to win it?
Who's Liverpool.
Right.
Second, I've got United.
Okay.
Third, City.
Right.
Fourth, I've gone for Leicester.
Yep, good.
That's where we are right now.
Oh, look, this little young, quiet Shaka.
Yep.
Is that Pompey?
That's Reading.
Oh, is it Reading?
Well, that's way
Yeah,
back.
You just conceded, Shaq. Looks like.
Good Arsenal. Who thought Arsenal? Okay. Arsenal in fifth.
There we are. That's it.
There you go.
Do we talk about the predictions anymore?
No.
I don't think we need to. Frank, the only one then going for Manchester City to win the league. Lovely. For a lot more serious analysis of what happened over the year, be sure to check out the latest edition of the Gab and Jules podcast, which is available, as always, over on the website. Oh, there's a picture of Gab talking. What a surprise.
My God.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com. Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Apparently, we have to be more serious and look ahead to 2021, which of course kicks off with Manchester United taking on Aston Villa. Solskjaer said this ahead of the game: "We have competition for places, which means you cannot go around and think you can just fake your way being part of this team. You only deserve to be in a team that you contribute to." Julian, is that a dig at your boy Paul Pogba?
It could be, although, I mean, I think Paul showed in the last few games that when he's on his game, he's very important to that team. Maybe it's a dig at Donny van de Beek, because does that mean if you don't work hard at training, maybe, or if you're not showing anything at training, you can't get into the team? Because for me, the biggest enigma so far this season in this first half of the season regarding United is what happened to Donny van de Beek. How can you not play such a good player, a player that surely would bring different things to your team at certain times? And yet, I think he started one game in the Premier League all season so far. So maybe it's more van de Beek than Pogba, but I can see why you could make an argument for Pogba as well.
Frank, what do you make of that comment from Solskjaer, faking it around?
I think it's interesting because, I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure that 2 weeks ago he could have said that, you know, being in such a fragile situation. And now he feels very sure about himself, you know, and confident in a way that he can threat some players secretly, because we don't know the player that he's addressing his, those words to. But yeah, it goes to Pogba, it goes to Van de Beek, and goes to every player now. We are not really up to fight for the club and the colours. And you know, Ole is showing to the world that maybe we were wrong when we said it's not the right person for the role. But you know, we'll have to be patient to see if he's right or wrong. And I think we'll make the statement at the end of the season. But I think he's right to say that. You know, Manchester United is a big club, and he has a right to say that if you want to have a position in the first 11. You would have to fight hard.
Frank brings up a good point. You couldn't say this after getting knocked out of the Champions League, but you can now after the run that you've had domestically. Is it right to be coming out and saying these things? Does it make a difference?
I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is targeting anybody specifically here. I think
he's got too shy. He hasn't
I think he's just speaking generally from a kind of a position of more confidence and a little bit more comfort given the results. But I don't see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as targeting, as having it within him to target anybody in this manner. To that very point, if I was sitting in that dressing room, whether I were Paul Pogba or Van der Beek or anybody else, I'm not that threatened or intimidated by Solskjaer or what he has to say, in all honesty. So I think this is just a manager who's in the midst of a very good run of games and speaking generally without really targeting anybody specifically.
What do you think, Don?
I agree with the lads. I think it's Ollie showing his strength. He feels powerful, so he's probably been asked a generic question, and it's probably directed to one or two individuals. It might be Paul Pogba, could be someone like Jesse Lingard, could be Donny van de Beek, the squad players who are trying to knock on his door and trying to get into the side. Well, he's saying, look, you can't just knock on my door and fake it. You're going to have to show me in training that you're working hard enough, and you're going to have to show me in games when you get the chance. So I think he's speaking from a position of power.
Meanwhile, also in 2021, it kicks off with the Don Hutchinson Bowl. Everton against West Ham. Two of your old sides going head-to-head, Don. How's it going to go?
Well, the beauty of this one, Dan, when you've played for like a million clubs, what you do is, first and foremost, you look at the league table, you find out who's doing best. In this scenario, it's Everton. So Everton will win the game. It's one of these where, when I've ever played for West Ham and you go to Goodison Park, you never, ever win. And when I was playing for Everton and West Ham were coming, we always beat them. So the record at Goodison Park, in terms of who's favourites, it has to be Everton. And I am tipping the blue half of Merseyside to get this job done. Also, the amount of fixtures West Ham have played and the rest that Everton have had, I think it makes them favourites.
Top-notch analysis from Don. Whoever's higher.
Yeah, just look at the table. Whoever's higher is going is going to win the game.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much how your power rankings.
That's us done here. No, that's not how the whole number goes to my power rankings here. I had a look at the table, and Everton are higher than West Ham, as Don pointed out.
Right.
I think Everton do get this job done.
Okay. Oh, look at this. ESPN FC really bringing it to you. Just a reminder how things stand in the Premier League. Looking to the start of the new year, Liverpool are top. Manchester United with a chance to go level with points. Points then with Liverpool if they get that victory against Aston Villa. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Haaland, De Bruyne, Stevie and Shepherd's Pie, Shaka and Naps, all great teammates. But what's the perfect teammate for growing your business? Well, that's Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/FC. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/FC now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/FC. Given the standard of the show so far, we thought we may as well answer your questions and just get it done with it. Don, what is the percentage chance Liverpool wins those two games again? This is, of course, referring to the comment that you made that there's absolutely no doubt that Liverpool beat both West Brom and Newcastle. Craig Burley brought it up quite a lot over the last 24 hours.
I bet he did. And it would be zero. Had an absolute mare, didn't I?
You did,
Tom. I thought they'd beat West Brom and I thought they'd beat Newcastle.
Yeah.
It's not the first time.
What can you do?
It's not the first time.
Jules is piped up.
What's that, Frank?
What's he got?
What is it?
Chocolate. My oysters are ready.
Oysters?
My oysters are ready. Shaka, I have to go. I'm sorry. You know, hurry up.
We can't really see them, Frank.
Guys.
Turn them up to the camera. Well, I want to see them all flop out.
You know, there is water in it. You know, that's the purpose of it. If I was going to drill. See?
Oh.
You see it?
Beautiful.
Whatever.
You don't have to. What do you call it when you open them up?
Shuck?
Yeah, you don't. Do you have to shuck them?
Yes, I do. With the lemon.
When you open it with a knife.
It, you know?
No, it's already open. I'm lazy.
We do have to hurry.
You going to bother with that?
We have to hurry. You can't, you know.
Oh, man. I want to use that word much more, but it'll get me into trouble. Jules, would you rather want PSG to sign Messi or Mbappe to a new contract?
Ooh.
Wow. That's like asking me, like, if I pick my mum or my dad, you know, that's a hard one. I'll go for Mbappe because he's younger, because he's got so many years ahead of him. I would go for Kylian. And, you know, because he's Kylian, he's Paris born and bred, you know.
Speaking of countries, where are you at the moment, Jules?
In London.
A lot of people are speculating that you could be in Brazil with your friend.
No, this time I could not go. It was too risky. I said to him, my wife would have gone mad. The children would have missed me. I couldn't bring the children with me. Everything was sorted, but I just, it was too risky today. So I could not go.
Say you go to his party, who's your plus one out of the ESPN FC crew? Is it Stevie, Craig, or Robbo?
Who can I pick? Tell me who can I pick?
Stevie, Craig, or Robbo are your options.
I want to see Stevie.
Yeah.
I want to see Stevie there. With the personnel there, i.e. the girls, just dancing. I mean, Stevie would be in his element. It would be perfect.
Yeah, I think.
I bring Stevie with me. And I make sure that there's mints somewhere. You know, that on the buffet table, there's mints somewhere so he can be happy.
Stevie's the best plus one out of those.
Yeah, three. I would say so.
If there's drinks involved. Craig and Robbo would just be complaining about everybody.
Well, yeah, Robbo in particular.
He'd have his phone in hand.
He'll be complaining about his wing backs.
Yeah.
Jules, Jules,
yeah,
pick me,
and he's come with his rudder neck, and he'd be too hot after 2 minutes. He's going to do my head in.
Yes, that's true. Okay, here we go. What were your favourite moments of the year, gentlemen? Jules, I'm sure yours is watching PSG win Ligue 1 for the 500th time in a row.
You know, no, actually, I'm going to pick to see Liverpool lifting that trophy 30 years on after waiting all that long. Even if there was no fans in the stadium, there was just the players, us, the journalists, and then the families. But it was very special, and I think they deserve it. And it was just such a long wait that it was a shame it was celebrated that way, but still, it was a very special moment.
Do you know what mine was, Shaq? I'm going to tell you mine.
Go on.
Borussia Dortmund beating Schalke 4-0.
Why was that?
Because that was like the first weekend of Bundesliga action that was back. Remember the German football?
All right, okay.
And you kind of thought, oh, thank God, we don't have to look back at what happened on this day in 1984 anymore to try and
fill
the show.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Yeah. I'm going to go with Jules, though. I was as happy as a neutral can be to see Liverpool win. I've always loved playing at Anfield and just kind of given the history of Liverpool Football Club to see them lift the title was... That was good.
Oh,
it was.
Very heartfelt, Jack.
I'm that kind of guy.
Don?
Well, this one's easy, Dan. So what you do is, when you've played for a million clubs, you find out who's won the league that you played for. Liverpool!
Oh, my goodness. Craig is shouting Liverpool TV at the screen now. Frank, your favourite moment?
I wanted PSG to win the Champions League final, but when I saw Coman, scoring the only goal against his former club, we didn't want to keep him, makes me feel good that, you know, nobody knows anything about football, and not only us, you know, as pundit in the ESPN FC, but everybody, you know, nobody cannot predict, you know, what can happen in life. And Coman couldn't stay at Paris Saint-Germain, and went to Bayern Munich and scored the goal who made them champion of Europe. Mm.
Oh, so Frank's favourite moment is PSG losing.
Yeah, it's making Jules cry, basically.
That's what it is.
He's seeing Coman getting his revenge.
No.
But because you're twisted people, you only see the negative part of it.
Can you all make a New Year's resolution? Jules, not to be biased towards French players. Xhaka, not to be biased for goalies. Don, for Lampard. And Frank, to be it for himself. Frank, a little more humility from you.
Really? I'm so humble. I don't understand.
So humble. He's got champagne and oysters on standby.
I know.
That's how humble he is.
It's deserved, isn't it?
Not something to do with humility. It's about working hard to deserve, you know, something fantastic.
Don, your New Year's resolution? Don't get divorced.
I don't know. Probably go back to school and learn a bit of maths or something. Try and
bit of percentages.
Educate myself to be a little bit smarter. I don't know.
Jules.
It's very simple, just to be able to see my mum and dad who are in Paris. I haven't seen now since February. It's a long time. So hopefully 2021 we'll be able to all be together again.
Oh, beautiful sentiments.
How do you follow that up?
Well, Shaq.
You go from Don going back to school to do first grade math. What's your question?
New Year's resolution.
No, I'm not making any.
Okay, right, fine. Shaq hates his parents. Don't want to see them again. what were the fellas' most memorable New Year's Eves? Boys, you played throughout New Year's, so I imagine you didn't really celebrate that much, did you? Frank's is tonight. Frank is going to be...
Frank's got his oysters ready.
Frank is speaking tonight. He's going to watch all the movies he's ever been in with oysters and champagne.
2000, to bring in the millennium, I think they push games off. The first.
So what did you do?
And the 700 football game that I...
Yeah.
Now, for me, it's a Liverpool, beating Liverpool 1-0, playing midday, and the switch off, it's... Bye-bye. playing at midday against Liverpool on New Year's Eve, winning 1-0.
This is a live insight to the Paris fireworks behind Frank. Very exciting. Does Xhaka really think his power rankings are good? Or does he know that his ranking system is very bad?
Those rankings are...
Shaki, you don't...
World-renowned.
Do you even do them?
Yes, I do. with the help of some Google engineers.
Oh, yeah, really? Mm-hmm. How long does it take, you reckon?
Very long.
How long? 3 minutes.
Very long time.
Which rumoured PSG signing makes the most sense to you, Frank? Eriksen, Dele Alli, or Zaha?
None.
But it's not your question, Shaka.
Oh, sorry.
I would go for... no, Eriksen doesn't work. No, of course none.
None?
Of course not. Dele Alli is not going to work because, I mean, all the positions are already... already picked by somebody else. Eriksen, I don't see the future of it. And Zaha, where do you want him to play? No, none.
None?
I'm sorry.
None of them.
That wouldn't be good signing.
Oh, no. Don't apologise, Frank. It's all right. Shaka said that if he had in 9 goals, he wouldn't lose any sleep over it. What was the second page of this?
Did I see that?
Apparently.
When did I see that?
I don't know. I'm not listening.
I remember saying I wouldn't lose any sleep if one of my teams lost. Right now, if one of my teams lost.
So would you lose sleep over conceding 9?
A little bit.
No, you wouldn't, Shaq. I've seen you sleep.
I've let in 7.
How was that? And how was the night?
Sleepless.
Really?
Yes. Very sleepless. Those things bother you when you're playing.
Yeah, I understand they bother normal people, but you're...
They bother me! Yes, they do!
You're as chilled as they can.
Was that Man United?
No, I think it might have been Everton, Don.
Really?
Yeah. We played... So this is West Ham. We played Blackburn and then Everton. And I conceded 5 and 7. I can't remember which order. So it very well might have been Everton.
Don, what did you lose most sleep over?
Losing £1 million in a divorce, easy.
Oh, goodness me.
Me too.
Still
me too.
Not slept.
Me
too.
Frank, what about you?
On top of the divorce,
good.
Lille. 8-0. 8-0.
Wow.
Oh, horrible. The last game of the season. Half of the team didn't care because they already left for other clubs. We are going down with Laval and we lost 8-0. I got completely crazy and got sent off after 5.
Thank you very much, guys. That's it then. ESPN FC back on your screens tomorrow. We'll, of course, be reflecting on those games. Everton against West Ham and Manchester United against Aston Villa. That's it then. The end of 2020. No expenses spared, Shaka.
Why are you sounding so... somber?
I don't know, really.
Should be happy to see the end of 2020.
That's it. It's done.
Let's go.
It's the end of the year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year, Dan.
Oh, let's all go and get some oysters and wine.
Foie gras.
Some chicken and rice at Don's. We will be back tomorrow. Enjoy your celebrations. Bye-bye.